الله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our topic on taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way of entering this deen of Islam, which is to bear witness that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah jalla jalaluhu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. These two kalimat bring a man into Islam, bring a person into Islam. These two kalimat are the heaviest and the most important kalimat of all time. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned and said that there is a, on the day of judgment, a man will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whose scales will have no good deeds at all. And the books of bad deeds, he said, they will completely fill the pan and go right up. And where this man is standing there in front of his scale, and one pan is empty, the other pan is filled with books, all of evil deeds. The man will be asked, do you have at least one good deed? And the man will say, I have nothing. So it will be asked to the man, they will say, yes, you have something. Bring that. And the man will say, I have nothing. So then a piece of paper, a card will be given to the man on which something is written. And he will be told, go and put this in the other pan. And the man will take that piece of paper, he will take that card and he will put it into the other pan. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as soon as that card drops in the pan, he said, that pan will slam down with such force that the other pan will fly up and all the books of bad deeds will fly away. And what is written on this card? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That is the value of this iman. It is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Just this one line, two kalimat. If we compare these two kalimat and see what is their relation, because we have been talking about taqwa, and we say what is the relationship of these two kalimat to taqwa, La ilaha illallah is the kalima of iman. And Muhammadur Rasulullah is the kalima of taqwa. La ilaha illallah is the kalima of iman, which is internal. We believe that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And the one who believes that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, what must he do? He must then dedicate his entire life to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and nothing else. Because Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created the jinn and the insan for anything other than to worship me. So when he said, La ilaha illallah, when he said that he believes that there is only, the only one worthy of worship is Allah, then what must he do? He must worship Allah. So how can he worship Allah? By following the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is where Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah comes in. When we say Muhammad Rasulullah, it is not a statement of information. It's a statement of connection. It's a statement of relationship. We are not informing the world that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. I have nothing to do with him. This is for your information. Bill Gates is the head of Microsoft. I have nothing to do with him. You ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer. This is not so. When a person says, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, he is not giving information. He is giving his connection with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When a person says, La ilaha illallah, he is not giving a piece of information. The question in the grave is not who is Rabbul Alameen. Wa ma Rabbul Alameen. That's not the question. What is the question in the grave? Man Rabbuk. Who is your Rabb? They are not asking you, who is the Rabb of the Alameen? No, they say, who is your Rabb? It's a statement. It's a question relating to a relationship. and the answer, Rabbi Allah. What is the answer? Tuman Rabbuk. Allahu Rabbul Alameen? No. Rabbi Allah. My Rabb is Allah. My Rabb is Allah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very specifically. And that is the relation of this kalma with taqwa, which is the minute the person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, he has accepted there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. So now he is duty bound to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and only to worship Allah. Worship Allah only meaning that he does not worship anyone other than Allah. And only worship Allah meaning that he does nothing other than worship Allah. How can someone worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only and do nothing else? Only by following the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when he follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then every action of his gets converted to worship. When he eats food, it becomes worship. When he sleeps, it is worship because he's eating food in the method of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His sleep becomes worship because he's sleeping the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him to sleep. When he goes to work, he is going to work with the way in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him to go to work. With the clearance of the niyyah, with the ikhlas of the niyyah, doing halal work, and doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously during his work, the work becomes worship. So when the person says, La ilaha illallah, this is a statement of iman. When he said, Muhammadur Rasulullah, it's a statement of taqwa, because taqwa is what? Is to live a life which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you do that? By following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We made dua in Surah Al-Fatiha. What was the dua? Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-lazina an'amta alayhim. Who is that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is the one to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ala siratim mustaqim? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna al-mursalina. Ala siratim mustaqim. You are from the messengers and you are on siratim mustaqim. And this is the dua you made in Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the rukun of salah, that, O Allah, show me the path. Guide me to the path of steadfastness to siratim mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The sirat and the path of the one on whom you did your in'am. Or the one you blessed. And who is that? Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is a statement of iman and taqwa. Iman in terms of what we believe internally, taqwa in terms of how we live our life. Relate this also to the constant refrain in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always coupled iman with what? Amalus salih. Good deeds. People who have faith and who do good deeds. Constantly this thing is there in the Quran. Anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned iman, he always mentioned amalu salih with iman. What are amalu salih? Amalu salih are the amal of the muttaqeen. They are the deeds of the people of taqwa. What are the amalu salih? These are the deeds which are according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we are talking about families and tools for the upbringing of families, we must make sure this point is understood. That the kalima is not simply something to say. It's not simply something to sit and make wird. It is something to understand from the perspective of how it applies to me in my life. When I said, La ilaha illallah, I made an ahad with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. That I will worship only Allah. And I will only worship Allah. And when I said Muhammadur Rasulullah, then I did this. This is my statement to say that this is how will I do this worship? By following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these together form the kalima. These together give us entry into Islam. These together, inshallah, will give us entry into Jannatul Firdaus ta'ala bi ghairi hisab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Today, inshallah, we begin our itikaf. The time for itikaf starts from this evening. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the itikaf of the people who are doing itikaf, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who are not doing itikaf to make them do itikaf, because these are the tests. Shaitan will tell you that if you go into Etakaf, your whole house will fall down and your family will be destroyed and your business will finish and the world will come to an end. What will happen? 10 days you are out of circulation. How can the world survive without you for 10 days? How will the world survive if you meet a bus? Because then you will be gone forever. Not for 10 days. So think about that. Think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives opportunities. And these opportunities do not come again and again and again. Allah gives an opportunity to please Him, to come into His house as His guest. When you come into His house as His guest, you have got some special rights. Allah gives this opportunity to take advantage of those rights. Come into my house as a guest and ask me what you want, and I will give you. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand the value of this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do itikaf like fard. 1 year he missed and he did 20 days the next year. Because it is such an important ibadah. It's a sunnah mu'akkadah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since we are talking about the importance of sunnah, I thought let me also emphasize that, because today, inshallah, we begin here. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open these haqqaiq on our hearts and our minds. Because as I keep saying over and over again, Ramadan will come again and again, but we may not be here. I do not know whether this is my last Ramadan. Neither do you. But what we do know is that there will be one Ramadan which will be our last. Now we won't know which one it is. And that is why the thing to do is to treat every Ramadan as if it is the last. To treat every Salah as if it is the last. So pray like this is your last Salah. Treat Ramadan as if it is the last Ramadan. Then inshallah, we are good, because we would have done whatever we could do. And our lagzishat and our weaknesses and whatever shortage is there, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy to fill that for us and to complete it and make this ibadah worthy of His acceptance. We do not claim that we can ever make our ibadah actually worthy of the acceptance of Allah Jalla Jalalu. We can't do that. But we need to do our best to the extent possible. Whatever we can do, we do. And after this, we live in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands, and of course the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers all the faults in it. But if the ibadah itself is not there, we can't say, Allah, I will not make itikaf, please fill it for me. No, that doesn't work. I will make my itikaf, I do my best, whatever is left in it, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete it for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah, the qiyam and siyam and tilawat al-Quran and itikaf and khairat and sadaqat, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept them, to complete them and to perfect them to in a way which is acceptable to Him, and to accept them from us and to reward us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.